In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the Epiphany is the feast of the visit of the Magi to the infant Jesus. And the Magi were three wise kings from the East, and they made a long trip to adore the King of Kings. And when these three wise kings saw a very unusual star in the sky, they knew that then the Savior of the human race had been born in Palestine, and they set out to a long journey to find him. They did not listen to those who tried to discourage them, and they did not mind making the long, hard journey. These three kings trusted God, and they trusted and believed that God would lead them by his star. So putting their trust and confidence to God Almighty, they followed the star, and they did do what every sincere soul who seeks God also does, even in our days. The Magi found Jesus with his mother Mary. And they also did what every sincere Christian and Catholic does. They knelt down and adored Jesus. Worshipping, they offered also Jesus gifts, precious gifts, namely gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And afterwards, the Magi returned home with their hearts full of joy. They had seen and adored the Son of God. We could especially think and be thankful for Magi, for the Magi today, of showing us the example how a Catholic acts. A Catholic is somebody who first put his whole belief and whole confidence to God Almighty. It's very often hard to do that in the world when we see that people don't like us being Catholics, or they don't like us to speak about God. But if we put our confidence to God, to him, to God Almighty, to the dear Son Jesus, we are also guided by God's providence, first to do what is right on this earth, and then also to be happy forever in heaven. We should also imitate the Magi in the sense that to find Jesus, they were ready to make sacrifice. They didn't mind going far, far away from their homes and defy all the dangers of the traveling, which was especially bad and hard on those days. But they had a mission to do. They wanted to see God. They wanted to see the promised Savior. And they did. They first made a resolution, and then by God's grace, they went through with it, and they found Jesus just as they had prepared. And we should all often think about that when we are asked to do hard things. For many people, it's very hard to go to visit Jesus nowadays because masses are not as common anymore as they used to be. Many of our faithful have to travel long, long distances to come to church to see Jesus and receive Jesus in Holy Communion. But they do not shrink from their responsibility and happiness of doing it, defying long distances and setting aside their own comfort. So many of our faithful, they put lots of effort, lots of time, and also lots of their property and sacrifice it so that they can do like the Magi did, come and worship Jesus. And we should also be ready to follow the example of the Magi in defying the danger of persecution. When Herod heard that the Magi had found Jesus, he impatiently waited them to come back so that he could go and murder this little child. But the Magi were warned by God that it's not good to go back to Herod because he's expecting you and he has no good intentions. So they each went on their homes without going back to Herod. And in the same way, if we do our duties before God, oftentimes men, they do not like us. We talked in religion class about persecutions today, and many of the evil people are ready to persecute the good people when they notice that good is about to overcome evil in the world. In the 3rd century, there was a church father called Tertullian who showed very well how the evil intentions and bad faith of the evil people, because he said, speaking about two famous rivers, if the Tiber rises too high or Nile too low, the remedy is always feeding Christians to the lions. And in today's world, it's often the same thing as well. If something is wrong in the world, the evil people are so often ready to blame, to put the first blame on those who want to do good, and to those who, like the Magi, are willing to put God before everything. And one of the means of persecution today of the evil people is to make holy sacrifice of the Mass as hard to reach or as hard to get to as possible. That's why many of our faithful, many who watch this broadcast from the internet, they have no means of getting in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And they have lost the benefit and grace of being able to assist at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And that's why they are deprived of this great benefice. But they sacrifice and offer that with the same spirit of sacrifice as all the God's saints have done. So you children who do have the possibility of going to see Jesus in the church, of going to Mass and going to Holy Communion, you should use every possible opportunity which you have of coming to church and say thank you to Jesus and receive him in Holy Communion. Holy Mass is so much loved by the saints and angels and so hated by the evil people. Why would you want to give any room for evil people? By attending Mass, not only you can show that you are one of God's faithful, like the Magi were, who spared no effort to see Jesus, you also get all the graces necessary to save your soul, and in fact, you get something even greater than the Magi got. The Magi, they got to see baby Jesus for a short period of time. But you children, you can see him over and over again every day in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And even better than just seeing him, you can receive him into yourself by Holy Communion. That's why, children, the more the world tries to persecute us, let us be even more and more faithful to him. There are many Herods in this modern-day world as well, so our duty is to make sure that there are as many possible faithful Catholics like the Magi of the old and all the saints after them. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.